It's the parable of the weeds explained. Because you can find the parable of the weeds in verse 24. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sows good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed seeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner, servants, came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seeds in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. And the servant asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell my harvesters, 'First, collect the weeds and tie them into bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" So the weeds get burnt first. He told him another parable, and I'm going to kind of skip that one, but go to verse 30. "Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field.' He answered, 'The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the sons of the kingdom.'" Sons with an S. That includes daughters. "The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them into is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age." Does that click home a little bit? "The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels." Is that clear? So if you start pushing the weeds around and shoving and pulling on them, trying to get them out of where they are, what are you doing?
Messing up God's plan.
I think his plan is pretty simple. He's got angels available to do the work that you should not be doing. Verse 40, I'm sorry. "As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age." So it will be. Doesn't give much room for thinking about it.
Isn't that supposed to?
That's not your job. Okay? "The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin." Now, you heard the message this morning. Who's going to take care of the weeds that cause sin? His angels are on the job. He doesn't need you and me to try to meddle with his plan. Yet we're constantly trying to, help him out with a good cause. Okay? "They will weed out his kingdom, everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into a fiery furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun." Who are the righteous? Really? Do you feel righteous? Are you righteous when you feel righteous?
No.
Are you righteous when you feel righteous?
No. It doesn't change.
I was just going to tell you, you're going to feel righteous and sometimes you're going to feel ugly. But you're still righteous. It's not feelings that control it. You're righteous because of him. So then he says, the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father, he who has ears, let him hear. When I was pressed to read that, it's not because I want to focus on this for your questions and answers or anything like that. I felt it was needed to be made clear. The end of the age is now. We're at a crossroads. I think most people would admit that. Maybe some others have different opinions. They're welcome to it. I believe this is something that is happening now, and it's already beginning. Because you can see the darkness in the Middle East getting darker. You can see the light on those who are trusting in God getting brighter. And may this message hopefully recreate an awareness of your resting space. Not to be anxious. I could be wrong, but I believe the little ship that's in there is like the ark. The eight people that were chosen to get on the ark, out of the thousands of people, were the righteous ones, the ones that God had chosen. Did they feel special? I don't believe they felt special at all. I believe they were weeping. Because you take those three boys and their wives and all their in-laws could have been pounding on the door. And I remember many years ago, Gino would say, just remember there's a day coming where God's going to close the door. Pardon? Yes, while I can still be found. What happened to those who were crying out for salvation after the boat started to rise? When Irene and I went to Missouri, and we actually watched those actors do this entire play live, it was unbelievable. Both of us were overwhelmed at what they were able to do. But here was my biggest surprise. It wasn't a show. It was when the show was completed. Now we're talking about hundreds of people in that theater, because it's huge. Okay? It's, forgot the tickets were close to $50 a piece. But it's definitely worth it. And Branson, Missouri is not next door, so you have to purpose to go there. Okay? We sat down because there was a lot of people just going out. The actors came at the bottom of the stage, down at the floor level, and they took a loudspeaker, and they said, anyone who would like prayer, we are available. And they waited. And they waited. And they waited. And they waited. There were hundreds going out. How many do you think went down for prayer?
Very few.
Very few.
Huh?
Very few.
Zero.
Zero.
Irene and I were holding hands praying in the Spirit. That's what we did. We were sitting smack in the middle of the huge theater. And all we did was pray. When we went to Lancaster on the way home the following week, we stopped in Lancaster and we went to the whatever the theater is, and we watched this same type of show, but it was done with the story of Joseph. And they did the exact same thing, but we went this time that we were early, which was a praise God, and we got to tour the back of the theater as well with a guided tour. And of course we learned then that all the people that work for Sight and Sound is the name of it. And you can go on the internet and check it out. And the cast is chosen because they are born of the Spirit. And they're praying before every single presentation. I can truly say that the one in Lancaster really did me over. Because the story of Joseph is something you cannot... It was so intense that I found myself weeping openly. I couldn't help it. When the restoration of that family came, it was just unbelievable. And the actors did, when I say out of the box, way out of the box. It's one thing to watch a screen, it's something else to watch people under the anointing. Under the anointing. And they were under the anointing. And they did the same. They went down, and I believe in Lancaster there were a few people that went down for prayer. But it was still a very minute number. So what am I saying to you? Has anything changed? So now, if you have any questions, or sir, did you have anything that you needed to release? Okay. Yes, dear. You have a?
I've had a vision.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize you had one. I'm sorry. I apologize. Go for it. Okay. Go ahead.
I saw pickets, like in a picket fence.
Yeah.
And they weren't aside of each other, but one in front of the other. Like dominoes standing on end.
Yeah.
They were going forward and upward. And sometimes off to the sides.
Yeah. So they were actually walking?
No. There were one in front of the other, but as I was going along, I was seeing them.
Oh, okay.
This is the way they were.
Okay.
As I went
so they weren't actually moving?
They weren't moving.
You had an overview?
No, actually, it was right inside of them.
Okay. All right.
As I went ahead, I noticed that one would be added at a time.
Oh.
And I was told that this is someone's journey.
Someone's journey?
A person's journey.
It's a person's journey, okay?
Sometimes another person's journey would pass through the openings. You know, they weren't attached.
Okay, so they had a chance to...
through each other. This is strange, but off to the left, I saw President Obama sitting on a rock, leaning forward like this, with his hands on his lap.
And sitting on a rock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I pray that's Jesus.
I pray it is too.
And he's leaning forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it looked like a campfire. It wasn't a real big fire.
Yeah.
And that was the end of the vision.
Okay. Yes?
I have a few things, too.
Huh?
I said I have a few things, too.
You have?
A few things that I saw, too.
Really?
Well, okay. He brought back a few things, and of course, other things that I saw, and now I can't remember.
Uh-huh, okay. Well, I know the feeling.
And I know he'll bring those back, too.
Okay, Deborah, let's go.
I saw a giraffe before we even went into the music.
Yeah.
Just standing facing to the left.
Okay.
He brought back, I saw a moose.
What?
A moose.
A moose? Okay.
Very large moose, and he's facing to the left also. But he's doing this head dip thing where the top part of his body goes down and he comes back up, and then he's letting out
air.
A cry.
A cry.
Like a moose call, like
yeah.
He is calling for someone. Calling
he wants
for his
help.
Mate, calling for all I get is he's calling for someone.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It came back to me, I had saw these three wine bottles. They were dark glass. One was like probably about this tall, had a long neck, and then the bottle went out and then straight down to the floor. But the big one was in back, and then there were two others that were two different smaller sizes, but they were right in front of it, in the same shape, in the same glass, the dark color. So I don't know whether there's anything in them or if they're waiting to be filled because they were just sitting like over in a corner, just like they were waiting.
Provision.
And as I'm speaking that, I'm hearing part of words that I was saying, hearing like a, you know, the gas gauge, how it goes
yeah.
up?
Yeah.
Well, I got the number 37%, and then it went up to 50%. And I don't know, because I got two different words, I don't know if it is being filled with oil
uh-huh.
or being filled with the spirit.
Holy Spirit is oil.
Huh? The Holy Spirit is oil. Yeah, you're right.
What is being filled?
I don't know if it was for me or if it's for other people also,
right.
But it went from 33%
yeah.
up to 50%.
You so said 37%.
Yeah, I saw 33. 50.
Huh?
33.
33?
Oh. No, 30, 37 was
oh, 37.
First, and then it went up to 50%.
Right.
So it's being... Someone
it's,
is,
fi-
or someone
it's filling
some
up.
Some people are being
filled. Some are being filled.
And they're at 50%.
They're at 50%.
But I got both words. I got oil and I got the spirit.
So this is not related to the wine bottles. This is something different.
I don't think so, but while I was speaking about the wine bottles, that came back in.
Well, see, wine usually represents joy. And a bubbly type of thing, drunk in the spirit. That to me, that's what it relates. The oil is the Holy Spirit coming in, but he manifests in different ways. So that's probably where I would come on this particular, how it applies to each life, only God knows.
Yeah, because while this was all going on, especially 37% to the 50%, I was being taken deeper into the spirit,
yeah.
But the body just kept, as I was just going deeper, the body just was, kept jolting me back out of it because it would just
yeah.
jolt. But I would go right back in, but I knew it was a different level of going into the anointing. It's just the body was just having a struggle.
The body usually does have a little bit of a struggle. Could be the oil of gladness. Okay. Yes.
Before when the music was on, I
yes.
didn't want to say anything.
Well, I'm glad you're opening up, girl. Go for it.
But I was praying, and it was this beautiful dove, but it had a wingspan of an eagle.
Oh!
And it soared in here. It soared in, and it was above us, and it fluttered its wings several times.
What I
thank you. Thank you.
And
Anyone else? Yes?
I have a question for Linda. Those pickets, did each picket represent a person on a journey?
It was a person's, it was one person's journey. It was showing the person's journey. In other words, they could look, you would look back, and this was the person's journey as they went ahead. I didn't see it, each picket as one person.
Oh, okay.
It was just the journey of a person.
So the pickets represented the journey.
It represented the journey.
Different places.
Like different places and different experiences.
When I got up ahead, they hadn't gotten to wherever they're going, so I would see a new picket go down.
Okay, so maybe that was like a new experience.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
Okay, very good. It's important to ask those questions because, again, don't forget, I can tell you right now that, and I'm going to about to pick on Mary for a minute, not you, this one. You're off the hook, Mary. I believe next time that you sit next to Linda, you need to hold hands. And when you do, you're going to close your eyes and you're going to focus up here in the center of your forehead with your eyes closed, just looking up. That's what the scripture says to do, to look up and to search for the Lord. And I believe the Holy Spirit's going to open you up and you're going to be able to see things that you've not been able to see before because you have a Holy Ghost jealousy inside of you. Is that true? You ask your spiritual mama there. You want to see and feel that which is happening to others, and it would like, oh, if that would only happen to me, and it will. Okay? So be at peace. But I do believe when you hold hands, there's going to be an awareness and a trust that's going to form, and she is going to go higher. And you're not allowed to hold the hands with the girls yet. I'm talking about Pete. I'm teasing. Anyone else? Yes, Victor.
Gil brought up thorns.
Yes. No, it was,
thorns.
Yeah.
It was Gil.
Thorns, yes, that's right, the crown of thorns.
When you got thorns around your head, what a lot of people don't know is the medicinal factors of that thorn, that type of what that was made from.
What the thorn was made from?
Yep. I don't remember if it's like an antiseptic or basically like numbs you.
The thorn, you're speaking of the thorns that
the
were put in Jesus'
thorns,
head?
The from the branch or bush or tree, whatever it was made from, that tree, that thorn has medicinal properties.
A chemical?
Yeah.
Chemical within?
Okay. Would it be
I don't know if it's anti-inflammatory, but I believe it's like a...
There is an olive tree that's called Olivier de Bohème, and it is a very highly thorny bush.
Right.
It's a tree. Could be that an olive. Olive is used in all kinds of anointing ways, things of the Lord.
I'm not familiar with that. So
that might be something.
When you look at it and you see it on the head, when you're looking at the head itself, you're looking about the heart, you're talking about the thoughts, you're talking everything.
The whole mind was, yes.
The will and the emotions. Well,
yeah.
That not only just worked as far, I mean, a lot of people look at it not knowing the attributes of, the chemicals that come from that thorn bush, but or tree, but it also helps like an